Today's New Testament reading is from the Epistle to the Romans, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 23. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be both Lord of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Brent Kuhlman from Trinity Lutheran Church in Murdoch, Nebraska.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in his letter to the Roman Christians, St. Paul has taught the twofold shape of the Christian life. The first part is faith, faith toward God, faith that trusts only in Jesus for salvation apart from any works of the law. Jesus is the one who did a Good Friday and an Easter Sunday for you and for your salvation. He indeed is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the Savior. Faith in him is what justifies you before God. Faith only in him, then, is for the next life, heaven. Well, faith then naturally gives birth to the second part of the Christian life, and that's love, love for others, for the neighbor, for the fellow church member. It's a sacrificial love. The believer lives not for herself. She lives not to be served, but to serve, and to live the life of sacrificial love for others. You know, that's just what faith does. It's like a tree that bears good fruit. And that, of course, is Romans 12. In view of God's mercies, Paul said, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Love is for this life, not for the next. Love doesn't save you before God. Love doesn't justify you before God. Only faith in Jesus does that. Justified before God for Christ's sake through faith alone, what now? I'll tell you what now. You're free. You are free to let God be the judge about all things, things like eating vegetables or the observance of days. St. Paul asks, who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? All Christians are Christ's servants, and one servant does not judge another. God judges. Again, that is one of the key aspects of your Christian freedom. So the stronger in the faith can refrain. Did you hear that? Can refrain from exercising their freedom concerning human traditions and stop eating meat altogether. Why is that? Paul says, because if your brother is injured by what you eat, then you are no longer walking in love. Let's be clear. In Romans 14, Paul is dealing with quarreling over opinions. When Christians are disputing about human traditions or opinions, then the apostle makes a distinction. The distinction is this, between the weak and the strong in faith. The strong are not the most pious according to the law. They are the ones who are most free in relationship to the law, knowing that nothing comes from the outside can make you unclean, and that Moses is dead wherever Christ is alive. The weak in faith, however, those who still cling with one hand to the promise of Christ and with the other hand to traditions of ceremonial law, and so Paul uses the example of the person who only eats veggies, perhaps attempting to model life in the original Garden of Eden, and another, most likely himself, that knows that with regard to food, he is able to eat anything. Well, folks, in these arguments about human traditions, you don't want to destroy someone else's faith in Jesus, do you, by what you eat? Of course not, and neither would Paul. So in your private relationships with fellow Christians, you will pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. You know that Jesus has declared all foods clean, like, for example, in Mark 7. You know that Jesus has fulfilled the Sabbath day, the Passover, and other Old Testament festivals. However, if there are brothers and sisters that honor the Lord by abstaining from meat, which they consider to be unclean, or maybe it was meat that was offered to idols, or still observe certain days, they're free to do so. That means you will love the fellow brother or sister, to be a Christ for the vegetarian or the observer of days. After all, in dealing with brothers or sisters on those opinions or human traditions, love goes the extra mile. Love doesn't quarrel. Love prays for the weak in faith. Love bears the burden that comes with little faith. Love always puts the best construction on little faith's actions. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Brent Kuhlman from Trinity Lutheran Church in Murdoch, Nebraska, for today's meditation on God's Word.